We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lee Sterling is coming on with us. It's a Football Friday as well, brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. I look forward to talking to Lee Sterling every week. And I'm rooting for him to get out of this slump that he's in, and he's gotten better every week. Now, maybe we should add in my pick last night. I told everybody definitively at the end of the show, and I rarely do that, right?
Nope.
Rarely do that. And last night, definitively, I said, take the Raiders plus two, and we... that was an easy laugher all game long.
There wasn't no damn laugher. But I'll say you.
Never doubt it. No, but I was as confident about that.
It might have been the most confidence you've had in the bet the whole time we've been gambling.
Because I always say, maybe we'll do that. Like the day before, I was like, Hawks and Bulls, maybe we should bet Atlanta. But I was definitive last night's show. I was like, if you're listening, I'm telling you to take the Raiders plus the points.
Started in the first hour, too.
Yeah, man.
You didn't wait till six.
And then they started out strong. Phillip Rivers brought the Chargers back a little bit, but that final drive by Derek Carr. Derek Carr's for real.
Yes, he can play ball.
He is for real, and that Raiders team, they might surprise people by the time the season. What are they, 5-4 now, I think, the Raiders?
Yeah, 5-4.
They might sneak in the playoffs. They ain't going to really do much in the playoffs.
Agreed.
They might sneak in.
I think they're on the road to something. I think Antonio Brown would have helped them this season if he had kept his head on straight. All right, so what do we got to do? We got to play Rolling, Rolling, Rolling backwards for Lee Sterling again?
Yeah, you want the remix that I made? Or
you fire it up, Papa. It's your day, man. Angry. I don't know why I find this to be so enjoyable.
Good.
All right, Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He went 3-4 last week. So close.
Yeah.
3-4. And again, I always point out, we don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We enjoy talking with him. And if you want to visit the website, that is up to you. ParamountSports.com is the website. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Well, I mean, is this going to be the final week that we play that song?
This is it. I mean, Channing's Gators just let us down. I mean,
they did.
They let me down.
I should have bought the half a point there.
That was a killer for a lot of people. Yeah. Did that game ever at the beginning of the week reach seven or no?
No, never reached seven. And in college football, you don't normally want to buy half points. In the NFL, there's four key numbers: 3, 4, 6, and 7. And I'll buy on or off the number 3, but the others just don't make math sense. But it was just one of those games where I still think it's the right side, but Georgia, every third down, 3rd and 5, they pick up 6 yards. I think they were something like 13 for 18 on third down conversions. And then if it was a close call, I'd go to the booth, and it was almost like Vince Dooley and Buck Ballou were up there making the calls.
And the damn Georgia defense, Lee, they had 3 sacks in 3 games, and Trask was running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah, and the Florida defensive line also didn't play to the level I thought they'd play. So I thought they were ready. Sometimes, I mean, almost everything went wrong. We still had a chance to cover, so we're getting there. I actually won for my clients, but on this show we go 3-4.
This is one of the texts that has come in. I take back my analysis of the Chargers defense coming on strong. All hail Hawk from yesterday. And then that same guy follows it up with, WTF am I listening to? Yeah, if you don't know the rolling backwards, I just don't have time to tell you about it.
Well, I think we're going to call it the Angry Rabbi.
There's people texting that in, too. Somebody texted in. This is a great text. It says, sounds like my rabbi, but I'm Catholic.
Okay.
All right, Lee Sterling. So tonight is Heat and Lakers. This is a big one. I'm imagining you might be watching it tonight. Do you have a side in this game? Lakers are an 8-point or an 8.5-point favorite over the Heat tonight.
No opinion. I had the Heat last night. I thought it was a great situational play, -1. It was a must-win game. You can't go on a road trip and go 0-3. Here's the problem. They would have a chance if Winslow was playing. It looks like just found out he was downgraded to doubtful. He's the guy that probably would have guarded LeBron a whole lot, but I just don't know if they have the right matchup there. James Johnson's not the guy, so we'll take a pass on that game.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move into some other games, obviously, we're all interested in. Miami Hurricanes, it's senior day tomorrow. They are, the last I looked, a 7-point favorite over Louisville. I saw 6.5 some places as well. You like the Hurricanes game?
I do. I actually like Louisville here on this side. I think that Miami still has something to prove. They haven't been consistent. Played a great game last week. I thought that you know, I think that the coaching also was good. I thought the play calling was stellar. They took some shots down the field. They set up their plays to make those home run plays count. And they also controlled the line of scrimmage, had those 9 sacks, and reversed what looked like could be a maybe disastrous season. I still think they might win this game. I have them winning the game here 26-23. But 7 points is a lot of points with a team coming off of a bye. And Scott Satterfield, their coach, one of the best coaches coming off a bye. He's over 80% career coming off a bye. I like Louisville to keep it close here.
How about the Dolphins? Dolphins, last I looked, they're getting 11.5 points at Indianapolis on Sunday.
I told you, I think Miami's going to be the right side, and they're starting to cover right now. I think they're the right side of this game. I think that Indianapolis, one of these teams, when you look at all 8 of their games, not one game has been decided by more than a touchdown. So it looks like they will start Brian Hoyer here. Brian Hoyer is a good manager, throws well underneath. Anytime he tries to throw a pass, usually more than 20 yards down the field, good chance it's an incompletion or an interception. I think that they're going to, you know, just try to win the game, and T.Y. Hilton's out, their home run hitter. Obviously, Miami has some problems here at the running back position, but I just like the way Ryan Fitzpatrick has really taken all these young players. They believe in them, and I think they got a chance here. I think Indianapolis will win this game something like 23-20, but 11.5 points, way too high. I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes right down to the wire. Miami might even have a chance to win the game outright.
Okay, there you go. Dolphins and Indy on Sunday. Lee Sterling is with us, professional sports handicapper. You can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. There's a game tonight, college football tonight, UCF. There's a lot of UCF fans, obviously. They're at Tulsa, and they're a 17-point favorite.
It's going to be cold. I mean, this is going to be probably in the 30s tonight, and maybe even colder, windy. You know, if this game was played in Orlando, probably we're going to back Central Florida with their offense. They get a lot of plays off, getting the 75 to 80 play range, and that's important if you want to lay double digits. But I just think it's too tough. There's too many variables here, and Tulsa might be a little better than most people think. They have a transfer quarterback that came in, and he moves the chain. So this is, for me, this is a pass game.
All right, no play tonight. Yep. There's a couple other interesting games, obviously, some that have local interest, some that are just interesting. The big game tomorrow, Joe Burrow versus Tua Tagovailoa. Alabama is a 6-point favorite over LSU. Do you have a side on that game?
Tough game, but we're going to take a stab at a side here. I think this game's going to be decided probably by explosive plays, and I think Alabama, with their 3 receivers that will be playing in the NFL, I think they're probably the right side. Also, number 2 in the country in turnover margin. The caveat here, Alabama hasn't played much of a schedule, so LSU, they probably passed the eye test, but Alabama, even though this is not one of their best squads, I think that they have the better skill players, and I think Nick Saban's going to probably come up with maybe some different defenses, maybe something like a 2-4-5 to throw off Joe Burrow, who has been absolutely fabulous. I mean, a mind-numbing 79% completion percentage and 30 touchdowns. He finds a way to win this game. Just hand him the Heisman. But I'm siding with Alabama. I think they pull away late win and cover 37-27.
Okay, how about for FSU fans? Willie Taggart is gone. They are at Boston College. We watched Hurricanes fans, obviously. We watched FSU last week. Boston College is a 2.5-point favorite over FSU.
It's going to be cold here also, probably high 30s. It's going to be windy. I just don't know if Florida State is going to be able to stay with them here without their best defensive player who had hand surgery. They're going to face a running back, 6 foot 250, A.J. Dillon, who likes to run the ball downfield. And after he's done his job and softened up the defense, they bring in a young kid, number 26, David Bailey, facing a Florida State defense that just really showed me not much of anything last week. And Boston College is also playing with revenge here. They lost last year 22-21. I know Florida State last year, they won the two games a couple years ago and they had an interim coach here, but not this time. Boston College, 34-27.
Yeah, I think I'm on Boston College on that one, too. Maybe it's recency bias from watching FSU last week, but I couldn't put my hard-earned money on them right now. No chance. Crowder's Florida Gators, they are a 27-point favorite hosting Vandy.
Well, they normally have letdowns after the Georgia game historically, but this Vandy team is bad. They've got a big problem at quarterback. Their two best guys are game time decision, Hassan and Neal. Neither one of them very good. Not much talent on this team. And outside of Akron right now, 0-8 straight up and against the spread. No team in the last 20 years has not won a spread game. But Akron's right there. Vandy's right behind them, 1-8 against the spread this year, and averaging just 17 points per game. I think the Gator defensive line will come to play this week, and also special teams might be the difference. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Let's go with Florida here. They win and cover over Vandy.
I like that. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. I like that. Woo. Finally, a game that interests Alejandro Solana and many others here in South Florida. It's the Shula Bowl. FAU, Lane Kiffin and the FAU Owls are hosting Butch Davis and the FIU Panthers up in Boca. FAU is a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and FIU, I think the last couple weeks has underperformed. I actually was at their game last week and didn't think the play calling was too good. They ended up having to settle for 6 field goal tries in the game. So maybe they weren't showing everything. Maybe they were looking ahead to FAU. I just think in a rivalry game, you look to the underdog here. Take nothing away from Lane Kiffin. Think he's doing a pretty good job this year. But I think Butch Davis, this is a big game. And also hearing they'd like to get into the AAC. So they want to move up in conferences. They need a win here. I'll take the 10.5. I think FIU might even win this game outright.
All right, look at that. Solana has popped to life. He likes to hear that. Loves his FIU Panthers. All right, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. We give you 3 random picks. You're choosing. What do you got for us?
First game is Illinois in college football. Fine, it's sitting at 14.5, 15 points. I don't get it. Michigan State shown absolutely no life of late here. And Illinois come a hold. They beat Wisconsin. They win this game. They're 5-4. They're going to a bowl. So I think that Lovie Smith's doing a nice job here. And I think Michigan State is really on a downtick. Miami fan, you might want to watch this game. Miami, I think it's their second game next year. So might want to start looking at Michigan State. It'll be a big road game. I like Illinois. I think they take this game down to the wire. Another game I'm looking at, we're going to play Kentucky. Home team, and sometimes you just got to look at the matchups. Kentucky is one of these teams that's going to play Tennessee, and Tennessee has not faced a running quarterback since opening week. And what happened opening week? They lost to Georgia State when Dan Ellington called his number 14 times. Kentucky goes with a former wide receiver, Lynn Bowden Jr. This kid has called his number last week 17 times, the week before that 21 times. 3 weeks ago, 24 times. He's rushed for almost 500 yards and 5 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. Bad matchup here for Tennessee. I hear Tennessee fans talking about getting to a bowl. Not going to happen. Kentucky's playing off a bye week and with revenge. I like Kentucky to pick them to -1 in the last game. I like the Dallas Cowboys. 2 similar quarterbacks here in Dak Prescott and also Kirk Cousins. Both of them need their offensive line intact. They need that star running back behind them and both receivers. And Minnesota is without their star receiver, Adam Thielen. And how bad was Kirk Cousins last week? 0-9 when he was pressured. And How has he done going into the fourth quarter when trailing 0-10-1 since he came to Minnesota here? Give me some, how about them Cowboys?
Wow.
31-21.
All right, so he likes the Cowboys, he likes Kentucky, he likes Illinois getting the points against Michigan State. He likes FIU in the Shula Bowl. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators. He likes Boston College laying the points against FSU. He likes Alabama in the Alabama-LSU game, likes the Dolphins getting the points on Sunday, likes Louisville getting the points Saturday, and that is Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. And again, you can check out the website ParamountSports.com or check him out on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Always enjoy it, Lee. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend, guys.
There you go, Lee Sterling. I am mesmerized by that Rollin' 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 song backwards. I'm just mesmerized by it. It's a strong mix that you made, too, of that. All right, let's hear it one more time, because I have a feeling Lee Sterling is going to have a winning week and that we're not going to be able to play it again. He had been coming out when he was rolling to Rollin' Rollin' Rollin', the theme from Rawhide. And then when he started losing, Solana says, well, why don't we just play it backwards? And then he remixed it. It came out like this. Weird. I could do this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.